The KTOY Sunday Show is brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas. The Sunday Show is a weekly forum to discuss issues affecting our community. Now, here are your hosts, Mark White and LaTanya Michelle.
Love rising, honey buns. This is the Sunday Show with LaTanya Michelle and
Mark White.
It is Sunday, March 24th. Hey. Welcome to the edition of the Sunday Show.
KTOY Radio 104.7 produces the Sunday Show. We bring it to you live each Sunday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. Our phone lines are always open, and we welcome your questions and comments at 903-794-1047. The opinions expressed on the Sunday Show are the host only and our representative of KTOI, nor the Texarkana Media Center. Well, good morning, LaTanya.
You wasn't ready for all that love rising energy, were you?
No, not really, but that's okay.
See, you keep provoking it, so I'm going to bring it.
It's all good. It's all good. All right. As always, we're glad to have you all in with us this morning. We're going to get right into it because we got a studio full of guests this morning. And first, I want to introduce individuals who want to give you some information. First of all, we have Reverend Freddie Smith here from Canaan Baptist Church.
Good morning.
Good morning, Reverend Smith.
Good morning,
and then we
sir.
Have the Honorable Ethan Dunbar, the mayor of Louisville, Arkansas. Thank you, sir, for coming in.
Mayor. Thank you all for having me.
All right. Okay. So now I'm going to let you guys go right into it. Let us know. Tell us what's going on.
Good morning. As Mark said, I'm pastor of the church. Mm-hmm. I'm here on behalf of UAHT, Hope Texarkana College, represented in a partnership with the Louisville, City of Louisville, Lafayette County, about some things coming up this Thursday night. At this time, I'm going to ask the Honorable Mayor, would he go ahead and start talking about what's going on this week?
Well, we're going to be talking lithium. Lithium in mm-hmm. Southwest Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, okay. ExxonMobil is investing billions
of dollars. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it sits in our backyard. So
mm-hmm. I'm from Louisville. No, wait, hold up.
Okay, yeah. You got to see if you got a lithium
what?
Property
right,
down
hey,
there.
Hey, hold up.
Okay. All right.
That's the key. If you've got property in Lafayette, Columbia County, mm-hmm. you might want to be paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
But we've partnered with UAHT, Dr. Holt, and Pastor Smith here to be able to see how we can position ourselves to take advantage of what's about to come.
Okay. All right.
That's what we're going to talk about on Thursday night, and we've got a few things, and I'll kick it back to Pastor Smith to start. UAHT has been a good partner with us,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we're looking to be able to do some work together, sir.
Since I serve as chairman of the board of visitors for UAHT,
mm-hmm.
we partnership with Lafayette County, City of Louisville, and the mayor. Our goal is to prepare the citizen in that area for work training, education opportunity, to prepare the community for jobs. We know with this particular company coming to town, a lot of billions of dollars being spent, there's some jobs out there. And what we're trying to do is help them get prepared on the front end so we don't get left out on the back end of what's available, help ourselves. Also, to educate our community about the possibility about their property that they own, because everybody's coming in now trying to buy up the property.
Yeah.
So we want to educate folks from the college standpoint the benefit that you have now, and you can stay in Southwest Arkansas and make have a good living with a good job.
Mm-hmm. That's always a good thing. So jobs and good living.
Yeah, jobs. Right. Yeah, right.
Jobs
right.
And good living. Mm-hmm. And so this is taking place in Lafayette County.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's going to be Thursday night at the fire station.
It'll be at the fire station.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're going to start at 6:00.
Okay. So everybody who's interested, and most likely there's a lot of people who live right here in the area who have relatives and or maybe have property down in Lafayette County, well, that they might wouldn't be interested in coming down there and see what's going on, because this could very well be an opportunity for them to be able
be
to
an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know? And what I'm is we're going to allow this to happen, and we just sit by and watch. So what we're trying to do is get on the front end of this thing.
Okay.
If you're interested in living a good life, becoming a homeowner, living a job that pays a decent wage that you can take your family on vacations when you want.
Mm-hmm.
We're a poor community,
mm-hmm.
and this is going to help us But if we sit back and just watch it, it won't help us at all. So we're trying to get the word out. We partner with them. There's jobs that are going to be available. And they say, well, you don't have a qualified workforce. Well, we're working to get a workforce in anticipation of these good upwards of $60,000, $70,000 a year jobs that may be coming. That's a game changer.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
And it's close enough to Texarkana because you know, we have three or four colleges here. So we'll be able to pull resources from here to go into Lewisville. We're only talking 25 miles. I mean, so, you know, it's real close. So it's opportunity is going to be there.
It's your neighboring county.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And listen, I think that, again, for those people who are interested, they might want to consider, you know, going to the meeting.
Yes, most definitely. We invite everyone who can. Come on down to the meeting. It's best to be informed than to sit on the back line and say, well, I thought they were going to do this or that. Come on down. Know for yourself.
Right.
Because I know individuals who live here on property in Lafayette County.
Right.
And so that's is there any property for sale down there? I mean, I'm just saying.
Property is going really quick now.
Really quick, huh?
There are some in some areas that are still available in Lewisville. I can't speak out in the county. But if you want to become... If you have a dream, you want to be an entrepreneur. I have a hair shop. I want to establish a business. Now is the time before we see this boom. And 10 years from now, you know, all the people that came and invested are still living in Texarkana or further away, living good. But their businesses are over
in there. Yeah.
But we want to be able to take advantage. If you have
a dream, I understand.
You know, and they're going to help us prepare. We have Standard Lithium, ExxonMobil and Tetris, I believe, are the three companies. And lithium is a mineral of the future. So.
It is. All the batteries for these electric cars.
Electric cars.
Right.
So we want to give people an opportunity to take advantage of this in whatever capacity they see they have. They fit. What niche do I have?
You know?
So we're going to do that on Thursday night and just talk through some things, and hopefully we'll get a good crowd.
Yeah.
Also, there will be representative from Exxon Corporation there.
Oh, okay.
On Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
And Standard.
And Standard, talking about what they're going to do, and also safety hazard that they're going to be doing as they explore the land.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, if you're investment minded, now's the time. Get in on the ground, county. Come to Lewisville. We have Highway 82 runs right through Lewisville.
Correct.
29 right there.
Yeah.
Only thing that causes someone to stop is a red light.
We That's right. That's right. That's right. Right there at 29 and 82. Right there.
Tell us the time and the location again.
It'll be Thursday the 28th at 6 p.m. at our fire station. And you can't miss it. It's right off of Highway 82 before you get to that red light.
That's correct.
We're looking forward to having a good crowd there.
Do you all have anything set up, like a website or a phone number or anything? Y'all are looking at me like
we do
crazy.
Have a city site, a Facebook page, so and that information is posted there. But that's about all that we have. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can go on the UAHT website and find information about it
information.
Also.
Okay.
All right.
So, hey.
Sir,
go ahead, please, sir.
Tell us about that's going on in Lewisville.
Go ahead,
One
go
last
ahead,
thing, you know, on April 13th, we're having a 5K in Lewisville, and that's to honor Captain Arthur Bofelder.
Okay,
he was killed in action in Iraq in 2004. This marks the 20th year of his sacrifice.
Okay,
so we have this 5K every year, and we want to get people to come out. You know, you can do some healthy walking, but at the same time, support. Dr. Stewart, she's a Gold Star mom. She lives right there in Lewisville. It was her son. So April 13th, registration starts at 8 a.m.
Okay. How can they register? Is there online?
They can register online at LafayetteCountyLC.org.
Okay.
That's LafayetteCountyLC.org.
Okay. All right. All right, gentlemen, we're certainly glad that Reverend Smith, Mayor Dunbar, we certainly appreciate you guys coming in this morning and letting everybody know about this. I certainly hope that everyone takes advantage of this opportunity, this ground floor opportunity in Lewisville, to get this investment going, and let's see if we can help bring this area back up where it needs to be.
Thank you for the time, allowing us to come this morning.
Oh, absolutely. We're glad
to
have
you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we shall return.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DOLLAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code DOLLAR. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DOLLAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DOLLAR.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series. Are you ready? Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
The Easter Bunny is coming to town with a wheelbarrow full of chocolate. It's true. We filled a wheelbarrow with Easter candy for you to win. Just scan the QR code at a participating sponsor.
Including Bows and Bros Boutique on Richmond Road, West Street Home and Auto in New Boston, and OK Dog on Richmond Road in Texarkana.
We'll draw the winner on Good Friday. And yes, you get to keep the wheelbarrow too. From Texarkana's R&B, 104.7 KTOY.
Now back to the Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And as always, we're certainly glad to have with you, to be with you, excuse me, on this Sunday morning at the Sunday Show. And we just had Reverend Smith and the mayor of Louisville, the Honorable Ethan Dunbar, here to tell you about, I think there's an opportunity to take advantage of. Let's also talk about, we have a breakfast with POL Care Incorporated, and We Are Washington. They're going to have a pancakes and donuts and coffee on March the 30th of 2024 at 8:30 a.m. until 12 o'clock. And that's at the We Are Washington. Everybody know where that's at, at 1900 Marietta Street in Texarkana, Arkansas. And they're going to also have a raffle drawing there. They're going to that day. So have the opportunity to go out there and take a look at that. Also, I want to talk about something that's real important, near and dear to KTOY, and it's the April All Love Foundation. April All Love, second annual 5K walk in the name of love. It's going to be on April the 27th, April the 27th of 2024 at 10 a.m. That's a walk with and a run with a purpose. They're definitely going to have free snacks. It's going to be at the Hope Fair Park at 800 South Mockingbird in Hope, Arkansas. At 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. is on-site registration. And of course, if you want to get in contact or to get the information you need, just dial forum.com and go to April Our Love Foundation. And then you can sign up for their second annual walk. Again, this is on April the 27th, 2024 at 10 a.m. Listen, we got a really special guest in the studio this morning. We're certainly glad to have her here. Miss Monica Kelly, and everybody knows Miss Monica Kelly. Miss Monica Kelly is the realtor extraordinaire. And so we're glad to have her here this morning. Good morning, Miss Kelly.
Good morning.
Are you doing all right this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Good. Looking good.
Thank you.
All right. So we're here. We want to have a conversation about information dealing with people who want to purchase homes and some of the things that they have to go through and maybe some pitfalls they can avoid when they're purchasing homes. So this is the reason why we wanted Miss Kelly to come in and have this conversation. And we wanted somebody in here. First of all, Miss Kelly is a licensed realtor here in the area. She works for EXP Realty Company right now. She's got 3 or 4 years in. So you know, she's done a lot of work here in town. I'm aware of some of the stuff that she's done. I'm also aware of some of the people who have worked with her. So that was important to have her come in this morning to have this discussion. So, Ms. Kelly, just let's go through it, you know, step by step. First, let's talk about, you know, as a person who wants to purchase a home, you know, what are those steps, that, especially for a young couple, young people, or whoever. Let's see, what are those steps that we need to do and take in order to go ahead?
So there are a number of steps, but the first thing that I feel like one should do is find whichever agent works best for them.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find an agent that matches your personality,
mm-hmm.
And one that is educated enough to be able to walk you through the process, because the process, it can be a smooth transaction, it can be a bumpy transaction, and it could be a transaction that actually never makes it to the closing table.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, interrupt with the agent, that agent has a team. And when I say a team, we're talking their first step is you need to make sure that you are pre-qualified.
Okay.
And
so before you go a little further, talk about pre-qualification. Let people know what is pre-qualification.
So pre-qualification means that you have contacted a lender, your lender of choice, and if you do not have one, your real estate agent can assist you with finding one. I always try to make sure that I keep my lender local. However, there are some instances where we have to find an out-of-town lender that can do whatever needs to be done throughout the transaction. But for the most part, most of my lenders are local. There are several that are out there. And so there are the steps with that is you need to contact them and say, hey, and this is how I tell my clients, I need you to call such and such. This is a number, or you can call this person. I give them three lenders to choose from. But whenever a client calls me, I need to listen to their personality. I need to listen to them, how they talk, you know, their demeanor. I need to know, because I can't always match this family with that lender,
if
that makes sense.
Yes.
But they do get a choice. If they don't have a lender, I will say you can go through your bank, because most banks do have mortgage programs. And or you can find one of the local lenders around here. You're going to have to turn in all of your information, such as your W-2s. They'll get tax transcripts. You'll have to turn in your bank statements, you have to fill out a mortgage application, you'll go through the whole entire process. So say for instance, if you call me and say, hey Monica, I want to purchase a home, and the first step that I'm going to ask, the first thing I'm going to ask you is, are you pre-qualified?
Right.
You know, because I want to make sure that I'm showing you your budget.
Okay, but and listen, I understand that again, and you explained that very well about the pre-qualification, but how would they go about to do that pre-qualification? Because they need to know what direction I need to go in to get the pre-qualification.
That's where I'm headed.
All right.
When you call me and you say, Monica, I want to purchase a home, the first thing that I'm going to ask you is, are you pre-qualified? And so if you tell me yes, then I need to know who your lender is so that I can contact them, make sure I get your pre-qualification letter. That means you've already taken care of everything that needs to be taken care of. If you tell me no, then I'm going to say, okay, I need you to call such and such. Tell them, hey, I'm working with Monica Kelly. She's my real estate agent. I need to know how much I'm pre-qualified for. The lender takes it from there. That's when they ask them for like their basic information, name, date of birth, current address, social security number, W-2s, tax returns, last three check stubs, two, three check stubs, or whatever the case is. They ask for all of that information. Once you go and you talk to your lender, you're going to call me back. Likely your lender is going to call me and say, hey, I just hung up the phone with Mr. White. He's qualified for $550,000. What is your email address so that I can send you his letter?
Pre-qualification letter.
Okay. There are times that, well, there's several different financing types. So you have cash. That's straight up cash.
Right.
Even if you tell me you're paying cash, I'm going to ask for a proof of funds letter because I just need to make sure
that you have,
that
the,
you
cash.
Have the cash.
Right.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, I get that.
The letter states that you have the cash, but it's telling me right now. Right. So after you send me the letter, you can go to the bank and take the money out of the bank.
Right, go to casino or whatever it is. Or,
I just have to have something, because whenever we submit your offer to whoever that agent is on the other side of the transaction or for myself, my brokerage is still going to ask for those two things with your file. They need a pre-qualification letter and they need a proof of funds letter. So if you're paying cash, I'm going to ask you for that. I will then also call the bank, and you don't, they don't have to tell me. I don't need to know your business. I just need to know, does Mark White have $550,000 available?
Right.
That's it. Because we are putting in a contract.
Mr. Bank, I'm calling on behalf of Ms. Kelly. Ms. Kelly, I need to know that if Mr. White says that he has $550,000 to purchase a home, I just need to verify, is that there?
Absolutely.
So he doesn't spend it. So we can.
And, you know, believe it or not, sometimes we as agents, we get pushback with that because they want to know, well, I just still want to go see the home. Well, in order for me to show you the home, I need to make sure that you're pre-qualified. It just helps cut down on what I call unnecessary traffic. I can remember when I, you know, when we were younger and we were looking for homes, we were just going in and out of those homes and couldn't buy nothing, you know. And so now with COVID and this, the flu and all of that, I just ask, you know, hey, are you pre-qualified? If you're not, then that's okay. You need to contact the lender so that I know that you are pre-qualified, because I don't need to show you a $550,000 house and you can't spend but $250,000.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, and I was that person. Oh, I was so determined when I was young that we were buying that house in Dogwood. No, ma'am. You only pre-qualified for 110.
Not even close.
You're not even close to the Dogwood area.
You know?
Yep.
So, I understand. And it does. I mean, the more houses you look at, the more you want to put this in this house and that in this house. And you can even go and build a house. And it's perfect for you now, but things change in life.
They do.
So, yes, I make sure that you are pre-qualified.
Okay.
Then after you're pre-qualified, you're excited. Yes, this is what we can spend. Okay, did you ask the lender, what is your estimated monthly payment? Because I don't want you to be out. You know, I still want to get my nails done. I still want to get my lashes done.
I still got to eat.
I still got to eat.
I need transportation.
I need transportation. And you do not have to spend the max.
Right.
And I just had a client, we locked him in on a contract on Monday. He was working with another agent, and things just were not going well, and that happens. It happens, and that's why I say you got to make sure you talk to people so you can make sure that the personalities go well together, because this is the largest transaction of someone's life, most likely, and you want to make sure that you try to make it as smooth as possible. And he was looking at homes that were at the top of his budget, but he wanted his monthly payment to be this. So I had to sit down and say, listen,
this ain't gonna work.
This is not gonna work. I mean, I understand this is what you want, but this is also what I'm going to do. I'm gonna contact your lender, and I'm gonna give him three addresses from the six properties that you just sent me. From those three addresses, we were in a price range between $175 to $250. That was the maximum that he could spend. He wanted his payment here. Well, I knew that with his payment being here, he needed to stay at the lower end because taxes are so high. And then your insurance is high. And guess what? Bingo, newsflash, it changes every year.
Your
escrow account goes up. It's certainly not going to go down.
No, going down. I haven't noticed one to go down yet. So yeah,
it's
you're
not going to go down. So when we actually had our consult, because that's part of my consult with you, I need to know what your family needs are. I need to know how much money you can spend. And I need to know where you're comfortable with your payment. There are times when people like myself, I had a certain budget in my head, but I couldn't find a house in that budget. So I had it to go up. Well, with this particular family, I said, okay, if we spend $175, our estimated payment is going to be around $1,400. Bingo, that's what you want. If we go to $225, your estimated payment is going to be about $1,800. And if I go all the way to $250, brother, we're looking at about $2,200 to $2,300. And that depends on taxes and the location.
Interest rates.
We have to take all of that into consideration. So, by the time we were done, he had seen several properties with that agent. I showed him two properties because I took the time to sit down and explain to him, I can show you $250 all day long, but it's not going to meet your $1,400 budget.
Right.
It's not going to meet it. So what we need to do is we need to be realistic and we need to stay right here. If we go over this number, then your payment is going to go over that number. And we found the perfect home for him on Monday.
Okay.
So
congratulations.
Thank you. I was so excited. Yes, and he was like, thank you so much for taking the time to break that down and explain that to me, because I felt like I was being pushed to my budget, and that's not where I wanted to be.
Right.
So
listen,
we need that today.
Yeah. We did. Listen, everybody have those, I call them champagne dreams.
Yeah,
and,
I got them.
You know,
and we should.
And we may have that beer budget going on,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's good to know that, you know, if you, and again, you bring up a very valid point. If you're going to have a realtor, whoever it is, have these honest conversations.
Absolutely.
So you won't find yourself in a situation where, one, you could possibly be embarrassed
because
you don't know, or number two, you're just not going to be able to qualify for what you truly want.
Right, right.
But, you know, in housing, I guess, too, Monica, is, you know, you start at a certain point.
Absolutely.
Okay. And as you build in equity and as you build in your salary ranges increase and all that other stuff, then you can say, okay, I think I'm ready to move from the 175 to the 250.
There you go.
Right.
And guess what? That's what I want, because I don't want you to jump out there and go buy your maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Because in reality, we all know that if you purchase a home, you gaining money, but if you rent, you just paying somebody else's mortgage.
That's
you'll
right.
never see that money.
Right.
So if I start you at 175 and you stay in your home for at least 2 to 3 years, guess what? I'm making turn around and sell that house for 250, maybe even 275.
You got $80,000 in equity.
We got about $75,000 to $100,000 in equity. All right, brother, let's sell this thing now. Let's go find you the home that is 250.
Right.
Or you probably can go higher.
Right.
And then you can take that money that you have from the sale of your home to pay off credit card debt, to send your kids to college, to put it in your savings account, whatever it is that you need to do. Bottom line is the trajectory of your family is going to change. Okay?
Yes.
Me, I'm a single woman. I'm an empty nester with two kids. Okay. I don't need no $550,000 house. That's too much house for me. And so you go in steps. And that's what I tell all of my clients. You are not going to check every single box.
And it's okay to go smaller, too.
It's okay to go small. You start small and you grow. My daddy always told me when I was a girl, he said, never get too big. Because you have nowhere to go if you get too big.
Right.
So you start small, baby girl, and you build. And that's what I have done in life. I started with the $110,000 home. That's what we could afford. Then our next home, I think it was like 225, maybe 212. I can't remember. But it was in that range. And it was still hard for us then because we were just two young adults with two young babies on our hip.
Right. Exactly.
And reality. So, yeah, it's reality. And, you know, I often laugh because that's what we call the American dream.
Right.
But
it is. It is very stressful. It is. It really
so we
is.
Have to be careful when we say, I want to live the American dream, which is a husband and a wife, a boy and a girl, and what, two dogs?
Pick
they
a fence.
Two dogs, two cars.
Yeah.
You know?
And guess what? All of that is money, 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 money. So you got to feed yourself. You have to feed the kids. And you got to feed the dogs.
Right.
So think about it.
Child care.
Yeah.
It's all those things that's incorporated in that. You got to have all that in mind. So you know your salary range is here. You and whoever you're with, your salary range is here. And then you got to incorporate mortgage payments, car payments.
Yes.
Child care payments if you have children, dogs,
cats,
and
kids are
whatever.
Involved in every single sport.
Right.
That's money.
That's money.
Right there. Then house payment.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, then you got to feed them.
Yeah.
You got to go to a tournament. Whoops, we can't take the cool in. We got to buy they stuff.
Right.
You know, so it's always money, 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 money. And I can preach and talk about it because I lived it.
Right. Absolutely.
And I'm still living it with them in college. I'm like, okay, you're going further. So that means I have to go further. That means my hotel room's going to be more.
Right.
Okay, that means this, this, this. But do your thing, baby boy. I'm proud of you.
Right, exactly. And so people need to have this understanding that, you know, as difficult as the process is, and it is, let's not sugarcoat it. It is a difficult process.
It is.
Because, as I say, they crawl up and they go through your whole life with a fine tooth comb.
Toenails and your fingernails.
Oh, yeah. They give you, they go through it.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter whether you purchase a home or you build, you're going to go through it no matter what. But it's important that people understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality of it, and in particular those young people who are just getting started.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, everybody wants the nice homes and the nice cars and stuff, but you got to realize that there's got to be some realism in the fact that,
absolutely,
okay, you can't go stay in Sugar Hill and Dogwood Estates.
All right.
You may have to stay somewhere else first, uh-huh, and then build yourself up.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, and it's important, you know, to understand that, because please, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions and your comments at 903-794-1047. Latanya and I would definitely like to hear from you. We need to make sure that we get people that understanding.
Absolutely.
And that's the reason why we want to have you in this morning, because you are on that other side.
I am.
Okay, so you know, mm-hmm, what you got to be looking for. Mm-hmm. And for a young couple, let's just say, you know, old dog like yourself, myself, who's looking to maybe, you know, upgrade or maybe downgrade.
Right.
You know, we got to know what it is that we have to tell. And listen, one of the things I hear a lot of here lately is this insurance is just going sky high.
Oh, you preaching to me.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's going sky high. And so you crazy. Have to take that in consideration.
You do.
I mean, because, you know, you could very well add another $200 or $300 to your mortgage.
Yes.
Or more than that, depending, yeah, right? Depending on what that is. So you got that, plus you got taxes, mm-hmm, which depends on which state you live in. Arkansas, you could very well, depends on where you're at. You get $300 to $400 a month. Texas, you may end up paying $800 to $900 more a month.
Absolutely.
You know, just on taxes. So look, if you say $400 on insurance and $900 on taxes, that's $1,300 already.
There you go.
You ain't paid the principal at all in interest yet.
And you might just have PMI thrown in there as well.
Right. So on top of that. Right. And we need to talk about what that is too. Okay. PMI, so people know what we're talking about, because you know, a lot of people who don't know may not understand. But we're gonna take a quick break.
Okay.
And we're gonna be right back here with Miss Kelly, and just hold on.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
911, call if you can. Text if you can't. 911 cannot accept pictures or videos, but make sure you let them know the emergency and your exact location. Use simple language, no abbreviations or slang. Text 911 is now available in 10 counties in the area. Lamar, Delta, Hopkins, Red River, Franklin, Titus, Morris, Bowie, Cass, and Miller counties. If you can't call 911, text 911.
This public safety announcement brought to you by the Arctics Council of Governments.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DOLLAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code DOLLAR. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DOLLAR for 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DOLLAR.
Transform your thinking. Transform your life. Transform your destiny at Transformation Center International in Texarkana. If you've ever wondered why you're here, what your purpose in life is, or who you really are, discover the answers and enjoy life to be lived. Transformation Center International is your life center. Join Apostle Dennis Cook as he guides you through God's Word to uncover the message that God wants to give to you. Every week, you discover valuable lessons and insights to help you find more fulfillment in the journey of life. Hear from Apostle Dennis Cook each week at Transformation Center International. Sunday mornings at 9, Wednesday evenings at 7, and on the first Sunday evening of every month, come to the Empowerment Service at 6:30. Transformation Center International, your life center, where you'll find life and life more abundantly. It's at 1111 Hazel Street in Texarkana, Texas. Call 903-280-1051.